Welcome, my friends, to another exciting episode of Ideologically Illogical. And today, we will be talking about the illusion of freedom. So basically, a lot of people feel they have freedom, and their country is free, or, you know, America is free, or your state is free, or whatever your belief is on how free you might be. And we'll get to that in a moment. And we're going to break it down in some interesting ways to allow you to see it a little differently. And oddly enough, we'll relate it to a movie. But I think it's interesting because I always grew up feeling like I lived in free places. And I've lived in many countries throughout my life, and loved every one of them, and loved the people of every one of them. And it's just interesting that these bizarro times are really have people thinking, right? So we're going to break all that down and talk about freedom, our independence, Independence Day freedom, how much freedom and where it comes from, how we got it. But I think you're going to like the take that we put on it in a little bit of a spin. So without further ado, we'll take this first scheduled break, and we'll come back to break all of it down on the freedom that you think you have. And really, it's the illusion of the freedoms that you don't have. Freedom. You know, there's a symbol for peace. There's a symbol for hate. There's a symbol for a lot of things. I don't ever recall there being a symbol for freedom. I might be wrong. If I am, I'd love for you to drop me a line and a note and point me in the direction where I could find that said symbol. We live in a society where we have images and symbology that represent literally everything, but yet we do not have a symbol for freedom. Why not? Why do we not have a symbol for freedom? Interesting. You know, a lot of people are up in arms right now, not just in the United States, but in other countries, because the influx of immigrants and the lack of being able to control and secure the borders, and a lot of first world countries experience this, right? It's not just the United States. But wherever it is that you're living, you feel it the most, I'm sure. And there's always a lot of media talk, media hype, publicity, senators and congressmen discussing the issue ad nauseum about immigration, right? Border protection, border control. And we're so worried about everybody coming in. And rightfully so. When this country was founded, it was founded with, I think, 1.2 million people, something like that, 2.5 million people, something ridiculously low. And they're allowing double, triple that come through each year. So when people want to talk about the founding fathers and all those back in the day, yeah, we wipe that out every quarter of a year when we allow, you know, that amount of people through immigration, whether it's legal or illegal. I don't really care. But that's not what I'm here to talk about, right? Because that's what everyone else is talking about, because that's the sideshow. That's watch this hand, why you don't see what this hand is doing. Now, if you remember 9/11 and the downing of the Twin Towers in New York City during that time, which the CIA had a floor there, and They were getting ready to have to do reparations on it because of the asbestos. It was going to cost them a ridiculous amount of money. George Bush, right? He was head of the CIA, and it's the George Bush CIA Center. And we won't go into all those ties, but ironically, his brother, I don't know if you knew this, had a contract to fix the elevator shafts. 6 months prior to the whole thing tumbling down. Interesting. But with the so-called terrorist attack on New York City and Washington, D.C. that day, they implemented the Patriot Act. And with it, it started to remove some freedoms that were established in the Constitution and Bill of Rights of the United States. That was a trial, and nobody bucked at it, and nobody called it out, and nobody called it out as being unconstitutional and fought it. And so they keep encroaching on those rights. So getting back to immigration, and we're talking about how many people come in. That's what everyone wants to talk about. Well, that's easy. My question to you is, try to leave America and tell me how free you are. Oh, you weren't expecting to see it from that perspective, were you? Oh, all right, we got to take this other scheduled break, and we will be right back to approach it from this angle, the angle of try to leave America and see what happens. Right, so approaching it from that perspective, if anyone's ever seen the movie Escape from New York with Snake Plissken as the head guy who gets sent into New York City, which in that time period is a prison, and he has to free the President of the United States. Well, somehow I just get the feeling that this is, Escape from USA. That the world has made the United States a prison. And they're just sending all of their riffraff here. And I mean that in the nicest way possible. If we were talking about quality people, they would be coming here through the correct means. And I'm not even going to get into the whole I'm a racist, game. You go ahead and shout whatever it is you want to shout if that makes you feel better. I'm not bowing down to that idiocracy and playing those games. We are losing the playing field. And what people need to understand is, even within the United States, the states themselves are acting on their own and accordingly, based on this pandemic, so-called pandemic, whatever. And the worldwide agenda that is being pushed with it, and the reset. And so you have states like Florida and Texas who are holding steady to the old ways. And then you have states like California and New York who are bending over backwards to comply with the new world orders, new ways, to usher in the reset, usher in the vaccine passport along with it. And while Florida and Texas and other states are passing laws that make it against the state law to have a vaccine passport, well, that's all fine and dandy. But what are you going to do when you leave that state? How are you going to get out? See, now we're playing escape from Florida, escape from Texas, escape from USA. Because if the rest of the world has already complied with the New World Order and is on this vaccine passport, and the only way to get on an airplane, to get through an airport, is to play that, then what other do you have? You see, this isn't a government issue anymore. This totally is fascism, right? And that's what, when corporatism blends itself as a ruling class over the people and becomes somewhat like a quasi-government. And that's what's happening. You have all these social media sites and all these corporate entities exercising their might right now. In the end, we the people have the true might, and we need to stop being swayed every time the wind blows. And we need to go back to all of our roots, which is only one root, and we are the human species, and we are all one. We need to stop, you know, allowing ourselves to be divided by this pettiness that the New World Order wants to inflict upon us, right? We don't need it. No one needs it. The world is healing. And we the people can heal with it, and we can usher in this new reset without the New World Order forcing it on us, right? We can allow things to happen on our own that we want, right? We do want open borders to a certain extent. I do not want to be a prisoner. I want to be able to go anywhere I want on my planet. This is my planet. It's your planet. It's everyone's planet, right? I don't consider myself from any one place because I am an earthling. I don't want to be limited to saying I'm from a certain place. That means I'm a possession of that place. I'm no one's possession but this planet's. And I want to be able to roam freely across the entire planet. Until that happens, we are all prisoners, folks. So when it comes to immigration, it's not a matter of how many people are coming in every day, how many people are jumping the border and coming over and sneaking in. It's what would happen if you tried to leave? And I know people say, oh, well, where would I go? This is the greatest country on earth. I'm not arguing that point. But there's a lot of great places on this planet to go. And I'm not saying you have to leave the United States permanently. I'm just saying, just try to leave. Just try to go somewhere without jumping through all the hurdles, right? Just get up and go and tell me you are not in a prison. Tell me you're a free person. All right, guys, I don't mean to be a downer today, but I love that movie, right? Escape from New York. Can't think of the actor's name right now, but the character's name was Snake Plissken. I can visualize him, visualize all the other movies he did, right? Like Captain Ron. And, anyway, that'll be it for today, guys. If you enjoyed the piano behind it, as well as the other episodes, we got the CD is, well, the download is coming out soon. You'll be able to find it everywhere, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, you name it. And it is going to be loaded, hours and hours of dystopiano for your enjoyment pleasure. So that's coming out soon. I'll keep you posted when that comes out. And thanks again. I owe everything to my listeners. And if you're still here, then you're one of them. So I owe it all to you. All right, guys, come on back tomorrow because we will be breaking some groundbreaking news of something that has that I just heard about that's a game changer relating to ancient Sumeria. All right, so catch you tomorrow on the flip side. Roger Dodger, later, Gator over, out.